Sponsored by Wigley's Famous Eastern Market Corned Beef, it's time for Greg Russell, Dana Clark, and Movie Show. All right, it proves it's Friday. And thanks to the good folks at Wigley's, as we will award the number of Wigley sandwiches, four sandwiches being the best. And wouldn't that be nice to have four Wigley's corned beef sandwiches in my house right now?
Ooh,
but anyway,
yeah.
Anyway, name that movie. All right, the movie we're going to talk about right now that's in theaters stars Christian Bale, Margot Robbie. Is it Robbie or Robbie?
Robbie.
Mm-hmm. Robbie. And it's said to be a drama slash comedy. Talk to us about Amsterdam.
It's another one of those, Paul W. We've seen several movies now that basically are the game Clue that have been coming out to theaters. And what this one deals with is there's a bunch of close friends who find themselves at the center of one of the most shocking secret plots in American history. So, yeah, they're all trying to figure out, it's the typical whodunit. But like you said, this thing is just star-studded. Like you said, Christian Bale, Margot Robbie, John David Washington, also Anya Taylor-Joy, Chris Rock, Matthias Schoenaert, Michael Shannon, and the June Taylor dancers. They're all in this.
What? Okay, let's listen to Amsterdam.
So, two soldiers and a nurse found ourselves in
Amsterdam.
Got a dead white man in a box. Not even a casket. Doesn't even have a top on it. In a pine box of old wood. Who do you think's going to get in trouble here?
Well, what's one to make of that?
Now, this is one of those movies where, again, you should probably see it in the theater or at least with a group of people. Single person will watch it and just kind of go, okay, you know, I kind of figured out who did it. But it would be a fun one just for a group to go out and try to figure out the, quote, whodunit, you know, type thing. So it's almost like we can put it right down the middle, as a lot of folks have. Like you said, four Wigleys is our top Wigley. We can kind of put this like at a two Wigleys and a side order of fries.
Now, now you're complicating things. So, Dana Clark, are you moved to want to go make the move to the theater for Amsterdam?
I'm not. I had a preview for this. I skipped it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You skipped the preview?
I skipped it.
All right. Well, I know nothing about it. So, I mean, it's not grabbing my attention. There's so many movies that have come and gone that I've missed.
Oh, right.
I always like to think there's other movies I would see before one that would be at least a question in my mind, which Amsterdam is.
Mm-hmm. This would be one of those ones where when it comes out, you know, on streaming,
mm-hmm.
again, that's when you get, like, you know, your family, your friends, and everybody just kind of sits around, has some snacks in your basement or family room to watch and just kind of figure out.
Have some nice Wigley corned beef sandwiches. Now, you gave this two sandwiches and an order of fries, which complicates things. But we'll say two sandwiches plus, I guess. How about Smile? Let's listen to Smile, the other
one. My name is Dr. Rose Cotter.
What do you want from me?
Why is it that everybody else who's seen it is dead and you're alive? I've seen it, too.
You have it?
It's smiling at me, but not a friendly smile. The worst smile I've ever seen.
It sounded like Vincent Price at the end with that.
It did.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, well, right on time for Halloween, right?
Oh, perfect. Right. You know, it's all about a lady who, after witnessing, you know, has this weird trauma in her life, she starts seeing people who've got these weird smiles. And all the folks who have these weird smiles just wind up being evil. Again, this is another one of those where I found this out. I mean, I should have known this for a long time. Horror movies are best seen, again, in the theater where there are enough people screaming and jumping at the same time. So, like you said, it's kind of like perfect, you know, for the Halloween time period here. So, yeah, you want to go out and get scared for Halloween, you may want to check this out. But, Dana, I know that you don't like scary movies,
mm-mm.
So I don't really think this is going to be one for you. There's no dancing and there are no Hamilton songs.
Oh, jeez. Oh, that's what we need. We need a horror film with dancing.
That'd be good, actually.
All right, so are you giving... Oh, boy. Are you giving this any sandwiches at all, or two, or back to two?
This
or?
Is another one where yeah, if you like scary movies, I mean, it is very scary, and all of a sudden, after you see this movie, you're going to look at people who may smile at you and think, oh, my goodness, let me get away from them. So, yeah, this week is kind of like one of those, everything's like right down the middle. If you like scary movies, it's a two. If you don't, it's no two.
No, just stay home and eat the Wiggly sandwiches.
There you go.
I got one little note of history, and I may have told you this. I've certainly told our listeners in the past. But this day marks the day in 1982 when the Andrew Lloyd Webber, Tim Rice musical Cats opened on Broadway. Mm-hmm. That was this day in 1982. It closed September 10th, 2000, after a record 7,485 performances. Now, let me tell you my story. I'm working in New York City. I had met earlier on the road in interviewing Marvin Hamlisch in Toledo, for example.
Oh, wow.
And then we became friends when I moved to New York. And we were going to lunch one day, walking down the street. Now, Marvin Hamlisch was, may he rest in peace, was so prolific and successful. He had a chorus line on Broadway at that time. And at that time, it was the longest running Broadway show. But he did music for James Bond, Nobody Does It Better, Carly Simon. He did so many things. Barbara Streisand couldn't go on a stage without him in the pit because she had such stage fright. There's a lot of stories about Marvin. But anyway, we're walking down the street going to lunch. And as is so often the case of people who are wildly successful who don't realize how successful they are, this is, I thought, a case of that. When Marvin pointed across the street on our way to lunch and said, wow, do you see that guy? He's a very successful composer. Now, remember, this is like 1985 to 90. I don't know exactly when it was. He said, see that guy? He's a very successful composer. And I went, Marvin, you're a very successful composer. And he goes, no, but that's Andrew Lloyd Webber.
And
I went, wow, he is a successful composer. I didn't know what else to say. But anyway.
Whoa, that is great.
That was a long time ago, but that's it's funny how people sometimes who have achieved great success don't always recognize it and certainly see it and respect it when they see someone else.
Right. So
I like that. Also on this day in history, by the way, in 1996, when I came back to WJR after 11 years of being on the East Coast, Fox News Channel made its debut on this day in 1996. I didn't realize that. And it was somewhere around this time when Dana Clark decided to start collecting areas where you could get Wiggly's famous corned beef.
That's right.
Ooh, Dana.
Today, you go to Sean O'Callaghan's Public House in Plymouth, packs Wiggly's corned beef in a hand-rolled wonton with sauerkraut, Swiss, and 1,000 island dressing.
Wow.
Yum.
I'm in the car right now. I'm going for breakfast.
Where was that again? Let's meet there. Where was
Sean
that again?
Sean O'Callaghan's Public House in Plymouth.
Man, does that sound like a interesting, great combination. I'm glad, Dana Clark.
Do it.
I'm glad, Dana Clark, that you took this up a long time ago, following Wiggly's and where you can get to Wiggly's corned beef. I'm so glad you did that. I'm assuming that eventually some of those sandwiches will once again find their way to the studio.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It's time for a drop-off.
Do you think so?
Yes.
I hope the right people
are listening. We have to coordinate.
Listening. Yeah, next week.
I will be in the studio then.
Yeah.
I will.
Greg, what are you doing here?
Right. Wiggly's must be coming.
I haven't been there in like 30 years, so I'm overdue.
We need you to come in. Yeah. Steve Courtney coming up with all the sports this weekend. Sean Belegian. We got Chuck Bridenstine, the inside-outside guys, coming up next. Stay with us on the Paul W. Smith Show Friday Morning Edition, WJR.